In a recorded video, Kofi Annan told delegates attending the emergency session that the people of Darfur have endured a nightmare for more than 3 years. He said the fighting had escalated in recent weeks and conditions for the civilian population have become even worse. The UN Secretary General recited a catalog of atrocities ranging from the destruction of villages to rape, and he warned the violence was now spreading to two neighboring countries, Chad and the Central African Republic.
It is essential that this Council send a clear and united message to warn all concerned on behalf of the whole world that the current situation is simply unacceptable and will not be allowed to continue.
Annan said the people in Darfur cannot afford to wait another day. He said the violence, the killings, and other violations of human rights must stop.
I urge you to lose no time in sending a team of independent and universally respected experts to investigate the latest escalation of abuses. It is urgent that we take action to prevent further violations, including by bringing to account those responsible for the numerous crimes that have already been committed.
This emergency session was called last month after Kofi Annan criticized the UN Human Rights Council for focusing almost exclusively on Israel and paying scant attention to the tragic situation unfolding in Darfur. Since the Council came into being 6 months ago, it has held three special sessions on Israel's attacks in Gaza and Lebanon. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Louise Arbour echoed Annan's concerns. She said there was credible evidence that the Sudanese government was upgrading the militia's arsenals and mobility. The Janjaweed, Arab militia, had been accused of attacking and pillaging villages, of raping and killing civilians. Arbour also accused the rebels of widespread atrocities against civilians. She said they, too, must be held accountable for violations of international human rights.
Yet impunity is rampant. The desperate plight of the people of Darfur has for too long been neglected or addressed with what the victims should rightly regard, and history will judge, as meek offerings, broken promises, and disregard.
Sudan's deputy governor, Dr. Farah Mustafa, was not happy with what he heard.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shukran laka akhi al-Rais ala hazihi al-Fursa.
He rejected the charges, calling them ill-represented and distorted. He accused the High Commissioner of having a hidden political agenda and of trying to exert pressure on Sudan to accept an international peacekeeping force in Darfur. Khartoum has repeatedly rejected UN proposals to replace the small force of African Union soldiers with a larger, heftier UN-backed peacekeeping unit. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。